As you're seated, I invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, who would like to join me for a few moments at the front to come and do so. How's everybody today? Okay. I'm going to try using a microphone against time, so I'm going to get away from the speaker a little bit so I don't scream at myself.
Let's try that. Okay. Ooh, Zoe, you get the zap. All right, it's good to see all of you again today. I know we had you in here for a special service last Sunday because it was Easter, but this is the first Sunday of the month, so you're in here today. Now, today's a special day for me in a lot of ways. One of them being is, maybe some of you know, that the baseball season starts again. Right? Fox Yankees down there.
Told me.
Your dad told you. Yeah, well, if I was your dad, I'd tell you too. So, well, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you something this season reminds me of. Something that happened to me down at Fenway Park about several years ago, and I think in some ways it ties into the ages that many of you are. I don't think, is Billy Parker here this morning? He's not here. Okay. You know Billy Parker, he's the husband of your RE director, Chris. He and I were at a baseball game one night, sitting there in Fenway Park, watching the Red Sox play, and there were a man, and I believe they were his two sons, who were sitting in front of us. One of them looked like he was about the age, let's see, probably about the age you were, about the age of this fella here, and the other one was a little younger, probably about the age of this fella in the green shirt over here. And we were watching the game, and the game went on, and at some point, the younger of the two boys decided, as you do in the course of a game, that he had to go to the bathroom. So he told his father, "You're going to go." Well, I said, "Okay, we'll go." And he looked at the older son, who looked like he was about 12, 13 years old, maybe a little younger than that, and said, "Come on, we're all going to go." The older kid didn't want to go. He wanted to be on his own. He was grown up. He was big. He didn't have to go with his little brother because his little brother had to leave for a few minutes. He said, "No, I'm going to stay here." The father, being a father who didn't want to leave his youngster alone, said, "No, you're going to come with us." And they got into this thing back and forth about whether he was going to go or not. Finally, the father looks up and sees Billy and I sitting behind him, and we kind of nod and wave, and we point. And say, "Yeah, we'll look out for him." So he said, "Okay," and off they go. Now, the son didn't know that the father had signaled us to watch out for him while he was gone. And it was kind of interesting to watch him go, because for the first little bit, you know, he sat there and he watched the game, and he was kind of getting into it. And then there must have been kind of like a long line in the bathrooms or something, because they didn't come back for a while. And he looks better. Then he goes back to the game again. He looks over again, looking, "Where's my daddy?" And then he goes back, watching the game again for a while. "Where's my daddy?" And this goes back and forth. And then he kind of turns around, looks at Billy and I, and we say, "Your father told us to look out for you. He'll be back in just a few minutes. It's probably taking a little longer than usual." And a few minutes later, of course, his father came back and everything was all right again. And I still remember that because I kind of remember when I was that age too, and like the age that some of you are, and you want to be grown up, and you want to be by yourself, and you don't want anybody to have to watch out for you. But then if it gets to be too long, you start, "Oh my goodness, where's the person who's taking care of me?" And that's, in a way, that's the way it is throughout most of our lives. We want to be on our own, and we want to be able to take care of ourselves, but we also still look for other people to look out for us and take care of us as well. And that never stops, no matter what age that you get to. And so I learned a little bit about how we live just from that little episode at the ballpark, and that's what I'm thinking about, among other things, as I wait for this evening. So it's great to have all of you with us today. And I hope you will regard this church as a place where people look out for you as well. So you enjoy your classes this morning, and we'll see you after the service. Okay, bye-bye.
Red Sox or Yankees? Red Sox or Yankees?